You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, these lines are filled with people who want to play. Rattle off. Here comes Kim. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun that you want to brag about?
Oh, gosh, no.
No?
Gosh, no, huh?
No, nothing. Probably painting. Yeah, we're painting the house.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Inside, outside?
Inside.
What's the color you picked?
Just white.
Oh, Blandtown,
USA.
Why
are you doing that?
White.
White?
Just white. I know. It's lame.
It is lame, Kim. We're going to talk you out of that, right? Have you already bought the paint?
I bought some of it.
Take it back.
Take it back, yeah. You haven't used it.
Do not paint your walls of your house white.
What color should I paint them?
Well, there's a variety. I mean, you want something that's warm.
Indulgent mocha, of course.
Oh, that's nice.
Something warm. You don't want a stark white
warm it
house.
Up. It shows every little mark and scuff and
it'll mess with your head.
Kim.
That's true. I do have a bunch of kids, so maybe white is the wrong color.
Whose idea was this?
I make terrible decisions.
Aren't you glad you called our show now that we can talk you out of this?
We saved you.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much.
Because you would have people over, and they would be, oh, your house looks great. And they turn to each other and go, she painted her walls white.
Or they would come in and never take their sunglasses off because it was so bright.
I was worried it would look like an asylum or something, being all white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad we've had this talk. I feel better that you're going to take that paint back and exchange it for something else, something warm.
Glad we helped you out.
I'm going to. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Live on the edge, Kim. On the edge.
Okay. Purple. Purple's where it's at.
I'm not saying that. No.
Wasn't there a story we talked about in Trending a couple weeks ago that there was like a purple shade that was like all the rage right now? Wasn't it?
There was something that will help your sleep. Like if you paint your bedroom certain colors, it'll help you sleep. And I want to say it was like a grayish green.
Maybe that's what it was.
Like a very mild, not like green, like, you know.
Like grass. Green.
Grass or something. Not something that's like, bah! But it's like a grayish, like muted green, and it will help your sleep patterns.
Okay. So not like Green Bay Packers green.
No, not that green. No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
A toned down green, which is weird because your eyes are closed anyway. You're not even going to see it if you're sleeping.
But you're lying there.
You're just lying there.
It's relaxing. Are you a Green Bay Packers fan?
I did grow up in a Green Bay Packers household, yeah.
See, I'm a big Packers fan, so you got my attention there. So
right.
you sound like you don't really care anymore, though.
Not so much, no.
She's over it.
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I hope so.
All right. 10 seconds.
Okay.
There's a variety of them that we have tried over the last few days, and we have not been able to get winners out of them.
Uh-oh.
I think I want to try this one. It's been several days since we tried it. Jeremy and I can't understand why we don't get a winner with this one.
Which one is it?
Oh, no.
No, but Kim, I think you can do it.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, this one.
Oh, shoot. No.
Have you been there?
You know about it, though, right?
You've heard of it, though. Have you heard of Washington, D.C.?
I've heard of it, yes.
Okay. 10 seconds. Give us 5 different tourist attractions in Washington, D.C. Reasons that people go. What do they and see when they go to our nation's capital?
There's like 100 of them.
Ready?
Okay.
And go.
The White House. Abraham Lincoln Memorial.
Yep.
Is there like a Veterans Memorial?
Yep.
There's different museums. How about like an art museum? The history.
Time's up. Nobody ever says the Capitol. It's like, boom, the Capitol is there.
The Smithsonian is what you were thinking of.
Smithsonian.
Is the big one.
The National Mall, the Washington Monument, Jefferson Monument.
Yeah.
There's so many.
That was a hard one.
No, it's
was it?
Not.
Hmm.
Most of those monuments you go see are white, too. You should know that.
Dang. Wow.
Although the pollution has kind of dulled them a little bit, but they started out as white.
Yeah.
So. Kim, you are delightful. Yes. I hope you have a good weekend of painting not white, okay?
Not white. I'm going back to the store.
All right, Kimmy Kim.
Way to go. Thank you. Right. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. She's not going to go exchange that
not
paint.
She's
going
to. She's already
she's gonna paint it white.
She already
she's
started.
Not. Yeah, she is not going to.
She's in her painting pants this morning.
You got painting pants. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Just hanging out. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually going to the Van Gogh thing that I won tickets for on the radio a couple of weeks ago.
Dude,
hey!
I'm gonna be there on Saturday. Maybe I'll see you there, man.
Bump into each other.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We'll hang out. You can buy me a snack or something.
Mm.
You can buy me a snack.
I'll buy you an ear. An
wait,
ear
minute,
of
you
corn.
Didn't, wait, hold on a second. You didn't. You didn't win playing Rattle Off, did you?
No. It was a different radio station, actually.
Oh, let me put you on hold for a second.
Why?
I'm not going to give him a prize for coming on and saying that he listens to other radio stations.
Oh, for that, because we're giving away the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit tickets as well.
Yeah.
I'll still be there.
He's like, hey,
well, you
I'm
asked
listening
him.
To other, some other radio
well, you
stations.
You asked him.
Well, I just asked him if he won from Rattle Off or some other game that
and
we
he
do.
He didn't. He's listening now. Don't be mean to him. He's calling us now.
Should I put him back on?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. I got your back.
Well, don't take attitude with me, buddy. I'll put you back on hold.
No. Don't do that.
Why would you listen to another station? What's wrong with you?
No, it's only because there was a commercial break, so I was swapping through.
Hold on again.
Okay, now
this is
we
what
can.
Pays our salary, Aaron. He's back on hold. This guy can't say anything right on our show. Next thing you know, he's going to talk about how you're something about your mother or something.
He'll call it the brain teaser instead of the mind bender.
Exactly.
Aaron, you stepped in it twice. I went to bat for you once, but we love all
get,
is, we love our advertisers here.
Will I give him a third chance or not?
I don't know. I'm kind of upset with him now.
We love our advertisers, man. They're the greatest people.
And our commercials are actually really good.
They're very entertaining.
Dom and I put a lot of effort into our personal commercials that we do.
No kidding.
That's a slap in the face to us.
I'm going to be playing one for American Financing here in just a few minutes. It's practically award-winning.
Aaron. I don't like him. I'm done with him. Put him back on.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to give you a third chance. What are you going to say? What stupid thing are you going to say this time?
Don't screw it up.
Your mom is wonderful, and I like both of you very much.
Okay, we're off to a good start now.
Sarcasm. I'm about to put you back on hold.
Dom's mom is dead.
Sarcasm.
You don't even know Dom's mom. Sadly, she passed away.
Well, I'm sure she was a wonderful person.
All right. This poor guy. I just want to give him the prize now.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, I'm going to win you over.
Go ahead. You have 20 seconds. Ready? Go. Win me over.
Oh, wait. No, I thought just the Rattle Off thing.
You have 10 seconds to win us over. And go.
I listen to you guys almost every day, even whenever you're talking, and I love the advertisements. Absolutely love them.
I don't, if I see you this weekend, I don't even want to talk to you, Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't even want to
talk
to you.
What are you going to be wearing? What are you going to be wearing at the Van Gogh thing so Jeremy can avoid you?
So I can go the other way.
I'm going to wear this obnoxious, like, yellow and black blazer sort of thing.
Perfect. Perfect. Then I can see where you are, and I'll go the other direction.
Correct.
Oh, that's really good.
All right.
Really good.
Good sport.
All right, 10
seconds.
Talk
about us. We're good sports.
Let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. Aaron, I need five artists that you hear us play on Mix 100. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Adele, Prince, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, and...
Oh,
you got
no.
Three.
You
got three.
You got three.
No Prince here.
Three? Three.
Shit. Okay. Oh,
and of course.
And out again.
God. Had to hit the dump button. Aaron.
God. I want you to look for him at the Van Gogh exhibit.
I'm going to trip him.
Shove him down. Oh, my God.
Courtney, was that as entertaining for you as it was for us?
You know, almost as entertaining as counting 30 geese cross the road while listening to you guys.
That was probably more entertaining, I bet.
Oh, you're a good sport for hanging on this long, Courtney. I know that.
Well, it's always great listening to you, whether you're talking, playing music, or doing your very amazing commercials.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you.
Even the ones where you speak the commercial.
Yeah, we speak those commercials like a boss.
Very inspiring for those who want to be on the radio one day.
Thank you. Give her another ding.
Man.
You're borderline kissing up now, though.
This is how you do it.
Well, Valentine's Day is around the corner, so take all the kisses.
I don't even know you, Courtney.
If only I could win a prize for the ding.
Some people go their whole lives hoping to get a ding from us, and they never do, and you just got like a handful of them.
We're dinging you like crazy.
God.
What do we got?
I don't know.
You been to Washington, D.C.?
I have been to Washington, D.C.
Give her that one so we can put that one
to
bed.
No, but she'll miss it. Oh, she won't get it.
God, put it to bed.
10 seconds. Five tourist attractions in Washington, D.C. Ready and go.
We've got White House, Washington Monument, Capitol. We've got the museum, and we have the Jefferson Monument.
The museum is too vague.
Oh, I was.
Well, there's Smithsonian. That is
the
museum.
I want to give it to her.
I just think of it as like the museum.
The museum, yeah. Nice spin. Nice, Courtney. Sure you do.
There's a full size.
You know, we're going to D.C. and we're going to go see the museum.
That's, you know what, it's true.
It is the Smithsonian, the museum.
Because I will tell you, I got talked into going to this thing called the Spy Museum in D.C., which on the surface sounds like so cool.
Lame.
Of course they would put that one in D.C.
Yeah, but no, it was.
Not so good. I think
all
she
right,
got
I'll
it.
Give it to you. You're
a winner!
And I'm drawing a line through tourist attractions in D.C. We will never ask that one again.
It is done.
Retired. Oh, Courtney.
I should have listed pollution as one of the attractions.
Man, another ding.
Wow. Now you're just getting
you're
greedy.
Unstoppable.
Listen, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.